From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. Last year, Texas voters approved the allocation of $2 billion from the state's Rainy Day Fund to pay for water projects. Proposition 6 won fairly handily, but many from both the left and the right sides of the political spectrum had concerns about the new water fund. Transparency and accountability were mentioned, and even supporters of the measure cautioned against over-investing in certain types of projects. Specifically, conservation groups wanted to make sure that conservation measures were part of the picture and that some of the money would go to reduce water use instead of just endless construction of new reservoirs. Ken Kramer of the Sierra Club of Texas says that those concerns were reflected, at least to a point, in the state's new policy.
The legislation that accompanied Prop 6 requires that not less than 20% of the new funds go to water conservation or reuse. And there's also a possibility for additional money for agricultural water conservation through the requirements for projects in rural areas.
Such projects could include using the money to replace old-fashioned toilets with the newer low-flow models. Another big conservation move is funding repairs on existing water systems. Simply fixing or, if necessary, replacing aging and leaky pipes and other infrastructure could have an enormous effect on water use. Those are good projects for municipal water providers. San Antonio, in particular, has had a lot of success with such projects. But a focus on cities can miss the fact that agricultural water use is another area with significant potential for improved conservation.
Agricultural irrigation is the biggest single user of water in Texas. Anywhere between 55 to 60% of our water used in the state each year goes to irrigating crops. There are many things that can be done to try to address that heavy water use. One, of course, is to basically retrofit old irrigation equipment with more high-efficient water-using equipment. We have many examples of that happening in different parts of the state, and some of the drip irrigation techniques are even more effective than some of the other high-efficiency implementation of irrigation equipment. So basically trying to increase irrigation efficiency through new equipment is one way of doing it.
The Texas Water Development Board is seeking input from everyone in Texas on how this money will be spent and the extent to which projects like those described by Kramer will be a part of the big picture. This week begins a series of three large forums hosted by the board. However, they're not going to be anywhere too close to Northeast Texas. The one this week is in San Antonio. In August, there will be a hearing in San Angelo and then in Fort Worth on August 21st. However, a bit closer to home, this week, the Northeast Texas Regional Planning Group will have a meeting on Wednesday at the Civic Center in Mount Pleasant. It starts at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. And if you can't make that, the Texas Water Development Board is taking comments by email and regular mail on an ongoing basis. The link to their input page giving instructions on how to share your views can be found at our website, ketr.org. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.